The Sacrament. The Lord has commanded us to renew our covenants and commitments every Sunday by partaking of the sacrament. When we eat an ordinary meal, we ask God to bless it to our bodies. But when we partake of the sacrament, we ask Him to bless it to our souls, our eternal nature. We eat the bread and drink the water in remembrance of Jesus Christ. Perhaps one of the most important words in the Scripture is the word, remember. When we remember the Lord and His goodness to us, all of the other fruits of the gospel are nourished within our souls. In the sacramental prayer, we also witness to our Father in heaven that we are willing to keep His commandments. This is not a commitment to be perfect, but a commitment that we are willing to be obedient, that we will do the very best we can. And the Lord's promise is that if we honor our commitment, we may always have His Spirit to be with us. I believe that sacrament meeting is the most significant hour of the entire week, because that hour will affect the quality of every other hour if we approach it seriously and with deep commitment. In this world, we are subject to the law of entropy, which dictates that everything falls apart and becomes disorganized. But through the sacrament, we may be constantly regenerated and renewed so that we keep improving and drawing nearer to God. One woman tells how she learned to appreciate this sacred sacramental ordinance more fully. When I was pregnant with our last baby, I couldn't get to church for about the last 3 or 4 months, and the priest never came by to bring the sacrament to me. Finally, when I could go back to church, I insisted on being on time, getting there each week, and I remember when I insisted upon it, it became a priority to me. Then I could literally feel the power of the sacrament. It was overpowering. I finally realized that there was so much more to it than I had known before. Close quote. If the sacrament is only a habit or a social ritual to us, we may walk out of sacrament meeting and immediately begin to gossip about other people in the spirit of prejudice, cynicism, sarcasm, and cutting humor, because all of these things are the fruits of personal insecurity. But if the source of our security is Christ, and we constantly renew our covenant relationship with Him, we will turn away from those things that are unworthy. As with all ordinances, the key to the sacrament is to prepare ourselves in deep humility and sincerity and repentance, so that we are willing to fully commit our hearts to the Savior. When we do this, the power of the atonement gives us a sense that our spiritual wounds are being healed, and the natural result is we want to share that blessing with other people. We have no desire to judge or envy or gossip about them, because we are partaking of the powers of godliness, including the gift of charity.